I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation.
Yeah, I see you hating over there, see you jogging over there, see you looking at my girl over here. Why you looking at my girl over here? Your eyes over there, it looks creepy when you stare. Come on, I see you hating over there, see you jogging over there, see you looking at my girl over here, taking on my girl over there. You know what I mean, get it right. Little do they know the deal, for real. I'm doing my thing, if you know what I mean, get it right. Little do they know the deal, for real. What's going on?
You're really leaning into that for real.
Hey, man. Hey, Cudi leans into the for real. I can't wait for the Cudi Kanye album comes out on Kanye's birthday. This is a Bookie A podcast. It's an emergency podcast.
What's up, everybody? By demand, by aggressive demand, emergency podcast.
Let me tell y'all something, man. Y'all don't make the rules. Y'all not in charge, okay? Y'all don't get to tell us when it's an emergency and when it's not an emergency. We know just as little information as y'all know, okay? But we're going to talk about it. Since y'all want to hear what we got to say about it, we're going to talk about it.
So badly.
Yeah. Right. I'm like, just wait on it.
Nah, I mean, people they must know that the episode was coming on Tuesday. Apparently, they had shit to do on Tuesday, and I was like, that's not going to work for me. But you know what? Everybody apparently wants to talk about the new J. Cole album, so let's talk about it.
See, they didn't even give me a chance to listen to the J. Cole album because they too busy worried about us doing an emergency podcast. Y'all ain't in charge, okay? Me and Chris and Kanye West are in charge, all right? If it's not the three of us doing something, then that's what determines when the episode comes out, okay?
June 2nd, like,
that's an emergency
really
episode, okay? June 9th, that's an emergency episode. When we actually have albums, that's an emergency. What we got was some dates to put on the calendar, the first dates. Yeah. I don't know if you remember Swish and Waves and The Life of Pablo, but a lot can happen in 41 days. So now this
a lot cannot happen.
This Nancy Reagan ass album that J. Cole put out, let's talk about it.
Hey, whoa. First of all, I've only listened to it like a couple times, and I can assure you those people who instinctively have to call a J. Cole album trash, even though the last one wasn't the best, I can assure you it is not trash, dog. Speaking specifically to one yay-sayer, Mr. Evan Drummer, I see your tweets, dog. Sneak dissing on J. Cole. We don't have to get into it. That's not the emergency that they want. They got other stuff they want to talk about. We can get into that later. But I'm just going to say it's not trash. It's a dope album.
No, I actually like it. And, you know, J. Cole's music gets put through the microscope because he's a hater. But at the same time, the album is good. I like K.O.D. I like the first verse. But then I don't like when people try to make fun of mumble rap or whatever you want to call it and then try to do it. And can't do it. Because then that proves that they actually are doing something. So when you try to do it and you can't do it, it just exposes, hey, these guys have a skill set that you don't have, you know? But when he starts rapping like J. Cole, I do appreciate it. I really like Photograph. I really like a lot of the songs on there. I like the Richard Pryor sample. I thought that was perfect.
That was
placement.
Great to hear. I like ATM a lot. The video just came out like an hour ago. I checked that out. It's creative.
So we're gonna have to make another emergency episode for this video to drop. And this is a Kanye West podcast. Y'all worry about Jermaine.
Nobody's worried about Jermaine. I just mentioned
no
that to people.
Jermaine on the bus.
First. He's not on the bus now. He's got, if you see the video, he's got a new automobile. So I won't leak it. Go ahead. Let's talk about the Kanye news, man. Let's get into it.
Okay. So wait. So what we got?
We want to go back to the beginning. We can go back to like the tweet when the tweet first started streaming.
Yeah, let's go back to that.
So there was a lot of tweets.
But it reminded me of, you know, the tweets that happened before My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, the tweets before The Life of Pablo. Like, I feel like, you know, we've seen this before where it's like, all right, first comes the philosophy, then some information, you know?
If that's the trend, I feel like there's a lot more pressure on this philosophy, though.
Yeah, well, because he said he's going to put out a philosophy book, you know?
I also think it's pressure because it's his first kind of, you know, this is the biggest public emergence that we've had since, we'll say, the breakdown. Everything else we get, you know, is not even supposed to be out there. It's just, you know, we're just trying to keep track of his movement.
I'd say since Fingergate.
I mean, don't forget Trumpgate.
That wasn't him. He wasn't tweeting. I mean, I don't remember. Did he tweet after Trumpgate?
He tweeted afterwards, or he, I don't know. It was like he tweeted and like stuff went down. I don't remember the exact timeline, but that was like the beginning of everything like disappearing.
I got you. Yeah.
Cause remember he had, so. That's when like communication like started to cease. So I, like a lot of people I know, was like, Kanye's back on Twitter. Okay, we know he's gonna address. We know he's gonna address fashion stuff. We know he's gonna put some of his insights out there. I'm one of those people who kind of like, all right, well, maybe are we gonna get an updated, you know, look at like the political climate, or is that something for the album, or what? I'm one of those people who's kind of like, okay, I'm still checking for that because I can't really forget something like that. I don't feel like it won't get addressed at all. I just don't want everything else to be like we can't rewrite. Anybody can grow and get a new frame of mind.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to acknowledge how we got there.
What do you mean?
I mean it's like
he got there in Wyoming, man.
What's the story?
What do you mean? What's the story? Maybe you that's on the album, dog. We don't need to know. You don't need to know that.
Maybe that's on the album. But all right, man. I can't do contradiction.
Yo, we got your man Pete Carroll out here hating on your boy. You know what I'm saying? First of all, Pete, you got your own shoe from people making fun of your shoes every week. Okay, you did not get your shoe because you stylish. I don't care what Pete Carroll thinks is fresh or not. Matter of fact, if Pete Carroll don't like some shoes, those are the shoes I'll probably get. So I don't like him tweeting that Kanye about the shoes, trying to go back.
I didn't even see that.
Kanye was making fun of how the new Monarchs look like the Wave Runners.
Oh,
they're the same shape, back to back. So then Pete Carroll going to come back because he wear Monarchs and talk about the 500s and be like, man, I got some shoes that would kill those shoes or whatever. And it's like, dog, you Pete Carroll. You know what I'm saying? You the reason Reggie Bush lost his Heisman. You know what I'm saying? Get out of here, dog. We seen Will Ferrell at the practice. We seen Snoop Dogg at the practice, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. You can't trust that man. Hey, man, Marshawn Lynch, Beast Mode should have got that. You should worry about giving the ball to the running back when it's third down. In short, that's what you should worry about. Don't be worried about what Kanye is tweeting.
He's got to worry about the shoes that'll keep Russell Wilson not sacked 18 yards.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to worry about. Yeah.
What kind of shoes is the O line wearing? What's keeping them not getting pushed out?
I don't know. I feel like Baby Future about to get some 500s in the mail.
I got the shoes.
I did the top of the baby. I did the top of the Yeezy Bucks. I did the top.
Oh man, sorry, but at the same time, you know, we gotta keep it. What do we have here? You know, can't be concerned with the ownership of ideas. Some of this stuff, you know what I was thinking when I was reading all these.
No,
I was thinking like, shut up. Is I think the philosophy that Kanye has and the way he's putting it out and the way it's formulating, it reminds me a lot of Life of Pablo and how
it's a huge departure. It reminds me of Thank You and You're Welcome. I just feel like it's just, you know, an extension of that.
There's some, I feel like I had an instinct to get mad at certain things. Like when he got to talking about concerns with credit and validation, you know, after saying that your ideas are greatest currency. And it's like, you know, people, like if it's your currency, like, you know, you protect your currency.
Yeah.
That's something like as an artist, you know, not everybody's going to agree with that because not necessarily is available validation. Like that's your livelihood. You know, there's certain things that you can say from one perspective that can't, you know, encompass everybody or everybody from every class or anything. And when he goes on like a rant, like a long ass rant, like at a concert, and you know, a lot of people are like, well, there's a lot of shit in there. And some people's like, I don't really
ain't no shit in there.
What he was saying with this.
Ain't no shit in there.
Shut up, man.
Ain't no shit in there. That's all gold, baby. That's why we go to the concerts, man. What are you talking about?
Here's what I say. It's some stuff. Some people are like, oh, I don't understand that. And some people are like, I don't agree with that. But there's always going to be some stuff that sticks. And the stuff that sticks, sticks hard.
It all sticks. If it don't stick, right, then you out here being too slippery. Don't be so slippery at the shows, that. Man. It all sticks.
Anybody,
what are you talking about?
When Kanye speaks, it sticks. When he's talking about views on enemies, I feel that. When he's talking, like, literally, the greatest advice I think I have, it literally changed the way I've been moving the past 2 days. When he's talking about how you're supposed to, like, waking up in the morning and just living in your own imagination and enjoying that.
Come on, man.
That's how I woke up.
That's powerful. Especially if you're a creative. Yeah, don't get on that phone. Don't get in front of that screen. Don't do nothing but be in your imagination. That's beautiful, man. You know what I'm saying? That's how you know Cudi's about to. Ooh, man. You know what I'm saying? Cudi's in his imagination.
Tell me this. Which album are you most excited for?
Okay, Kim says she likes the Cudi album the best. The Cudi album's coming out on Kanye's birthday. The Kanye album, he said, is only 7 tracks. You know what I'm saying? The Pusha album's coming first. So I feel like Pusha's going to get the people who have like, I don't mess with Kanye no more. He blah, blah, blah. Pusha's going to get them to look interested.
It's the official soundtrack for that Lando movie.
For real?
It comes out the same day.
Lando got his own movie already?
That it's called Solo, but it's basically a Lando movie.
Look at you. Look at you. All right, man. Okay.
What? It's a movie about smugglers. What is Pusha T rap about? Pusha Kilos, baby.
Pusha T ain't never rap about no Cloud City, no blue capes. None of that. What are you talking about?
But could you see
no
him
Colt 45? Get out of here. Anyway, man. So you so off base, man. What are you talking about? You just wanted to talk about some Star Wars stuff. This is an emergency episode. Y'all simple people can't wait till Tuesday. All right. So okay, so Pusha's album comes out first. I'm a little excited about Pusha's album, but knowing that he only got a week to breathe, I'm more excited about Kanye's album. But it's only 7 tracks, so I'm super excited about this Kanye and Cudi album. I'm curious to see how different they're going to be. Are they all going to be in the same mode? Are they going to be in a different mode? Then I know Kanye and Cudi going to be hitting because it's another 22 days. It's 3 whole weeks until Teyana Taylor drops. So they got the whole Gemini season on lock. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the Geminis out there. You know, Kanye's album comes out the day after my birthday. The Kanye Cudi album comes out on his birthday. You know what I'm saying? It's just going to be a good time, man.
It's going to be the best June.
7 tracks,
ever.
Though. Okay, y'all hated Yeezus, and it was 10 tracks. So 7 tracks, I feel like y'all gonna really hate this album.
I don't get it.
The I don't get it people, y'all really not gonna like this album. 7 tracks. Graduation 14. Huh?
That's heavy curation, though. I mean, we don't know. We don't have no clue how it's going to sound like.
We don't know. We don't know nothing. Yet people want to hear us talk about this anyway. I don't know
where to go. It's the name of the album, the name of the album is Kids See Ghosts.
No, that's the Cudi. That's the Cudi album. That's the Cudi Kanye album. Kids See Ghosts.
The Cudi Kanye album is called Kids See Ghosts.
So you already know. You know what I'm saying? Bruce Willis gonna be on there. Haley Joel Osment gonna be on there.
Who are some other famous ghosts?
I see Casper. Dead people. You know what I'm saying? Casper might be on there. Christina Ricci, you know what I'm saying?
She ain't busy.
Yeah, you know. I mean,
that's the thing. It's like,
unfortunately,
this, really does.
Unfortunately, Ghost Dad,
an emergency.
It's not the best time. Unfortunately, he's not gonna be able to make it. But you know,
I don't see why not.
What's Nicolas Cage going to be on there, you know what I'm saying? Ghost Rider.
Why you say Ghost Rider? I thought you was talking about City of Angels.
Okay, all right, you know. Keek the Sneak, E-40, Ghost Rider Whip, you know, they're going to be on there.
This is it. Now,
Whoopi Goldberg
going to
be in there, you know what I'm saying?
We don't know nothing.
Huh? Now, this is all official information. This is the official information that people wanted. Whoopi Goldberg going to be on the album. She's going to be on there. It's called Kids See Ghosts. Kid Cudi's going to be on there. Kid from Kid and Play. It's all facts.
Scarlett Johansson.
Kid Inc. Rich the Kid. All that, man. You know what I'm saying?
This is Ghost in the Shell.
Ghost in the Shell.
Kid Cudi.
Mm-hmm.
And Kanye.
Mm-hmm. Ghost from Power. He going to be in there. Omari Hardwick, he gonna be in that thing.
Is that all the ghosts? Are we out of ghosts?
I don't think you could be out of ghosts, you know. Think about it. You know, it's probably gonna be all
the. Did you say Ghostface?
Oh, Ghostface might actually be on that album. That actually might be a thing. That might happen.
It's just a bunch of kids hanging out with Ghostface.
Mm-hmm.
That's the music video. Just like, he's actually kid friendly now. We don't know nothing, but we know everything.
I mean, okay, we still know 40 and Drake went to Wyoming. So either Kanye's going to be on the Drake album or Drake's going to be on one of the 7 tracks or more.
Or there's another joint album coming.
Or Drake Cudi for the first time on a record together.
That would be insane.
Kids See Ghosts with an owl in the room.
Kids See Ghosts. Ghosts is something that you wouldn't expect to ever see, just like you would never expect to see Kid Cudi and Drake on
Kid out. Cudi. Kanye spells his name with a C, and then Drake is the ghost.
Yeah, what would you like more? Would you like a more Watch the Throne style joint album, or would you like a more Speaker Box Love Below style joint album?
Neither. I want 808s, but call it what it is. I want like the beginning of 808s, you know, like, and my head keeps spinning, can't talk to it in the kitchen, I gotta get with it. Hoo, hoo, hoo. Like, I want that. I want like back and forth, just vibing.
Okay.
You know, like
So Watch the Throne.
Nah, I feel like Watch the Throne.
That's back and forth.
Yeah, but no, sometimes Cudi would just slip into the background. You won't even realize until like
you
listen to the song later, and then you'd be like, oh, Cudi was humming the whole time. You know, like I'm talking about that type of stuff. Like maybe on a Watch the Throne, What a Time to Be Alive type of thing where like they each have a solo record on there, you know?
Yeah, you got. I would appreciate that, but I do like the idea, like, equal billing for both of them with time for the majority of the album.
And then when they tour it, Come on, man.
They got to tour. If they tour, all your people who bought your other tickets too early, now you got to save money again. This could be brutal. If they tour, I got to see this.
Yeah, because, I mean, Watch the Throne, it was like, you know, it was S. Devlin that was on two cubes facing each other. I mean, I feel like, you know, who knows? Two floating stages? What would it be?
I was hyping the idea of, like, just the excitement of the joint tour. But then this is before he tweeted everybody else's album. So I'm like, is it just going to be a good, like, a kind of a good music tour?
A good tour? Ooh. That would be cool.
That's like this is the lineup. Like, as far as the albums go, this is the lineup for a show.
Like Made in America, when they had good music and it was like 2 Chainz, Big Sean, Common, Kanye, yeah. Pusha T. Like, yeah. Who you think's gonna be on this Pusha T album?
I don't know.
Plus, we heard Saha talking about, you know, going out there and stuff. So Saha's going to make an appearance somewhere.
You think, I don't know, like, I'm trying to think who he had on the last album. I'm like, Jay-Z's probably not coming back.
Nah, we don't need him.
I don't know, man.
What you mean? We don't need him? We can do 7 tracks without Jay-Z any day.
I'm talking about the features.
Huh?
Are you talking about who's going to be on? I thought you said who's going to be on Pusha T's album.
Oh, yeah, Kanye? Yeah, yeah. Who's going to be on Pusha T's album?
Pharrell.
You think there's going to be a Pharrell track on there?
It wouldn't surprise me. Well, not like, Kanye is supposed to be producing the whole thing, but that doesn't mean like Pharrell can't make an appearance.
Yeah, plus, I mean, you know, Pusha's not one of the few people. I think Pusha and Madonna and Jay-Z might be the only people that have albums with Pharrell and Kanye production. Lupe. It's not that many people who can do that. And it's not like they don't mess with each other. It's just like, if you got the budget for one, chances are you done spent it all on one.
And you can't just call in that favor for most people.
Nah. What if Malice is on it? You think Malice would be on it?
I don't know.
See, we don't know nothing. These people wanted this emergency episode. This is what y'all wanted. This is what y'all asked for. You know what I'm saying? This is y'all fault.
If I want
a new Avengers movie, I can't call Stan Lee and be like, hey, man, get it done. Get the new Avengers out right now. You know what I'm saying? I can't do that.
You calling the wrong man.
Come on, man.
They don't make those decisions.
Hey, whoever. Mickey Mouse? I can't call him either.
Kevin,
hey, Mickey.
Kevin Feige.
Come on, man.
I know too much.
All right. Get them on the line and see if they put out a movie for you. No matter who it is. I don't care who it is.
You think they're gonna call an emergency pod after Avengers comes out, and we have to come in and talk about the Avengers?
You know what? I don't know, man. All I know is I know what an emergency is. What an emergency is when something happens, you know, and like it's a must. Sirens and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, we need a pod immediately. You know, like I feel like if the album were to drop yesterday, that's an emergency pod. You know, somebody leaks the Cruel Summer movie and we get 7 screens together and we get to watch it. That's an emergency pod. You know, something happens, you know, Kanye says my name on the track. That's an emergency pod.
But you really mad at the A-Sage.
June 1st. That's all we know. June 1st. June 8th, me and Cuddy's album comes out. Pusha T, May 25th. Like, not even full sentences, emergency pod. People was tweeting me, where are you? Where are you, Rob? What you mean, where am I? I'm reading the tweets with y'all. what you talking about? I'm retweeting them right now. What do you want me to do?
Make them tweet faster.
Jeez.
I don't know.
Okay, that one tweet where he was like, keep my name out of your mouth If you ain't talked to me in 6 months, you don't know me. I've changed since then. Who do you think that was at? I feel like that was at a whole lot of people who, you know, got Kanye jokes. Anybody that's like talks, tell they Kanye stories on TV, all this, like, I met Kanye and this happened. And, you know, I feel like that was aimed at just how people treat you, like, when you famous. Like, everybody got a Kanye story, and it's like, let this man live his life.
I'm not trying to scroll back at far enough. I didn't see that tweet at all.
You didn't see that? To me, that was the realest one.
I didn't see that.
It's like, if you haven't talked to me in 6 months, I've evolved. You think he's going to reference Virgil in this Louis Vuitton stuff?
Of course.
Okay.
It seems like he's been dwelling on it for a bit.
Okay. So, what was that yesterday? Kanye was in the Tesla. Charlamagne was in the Tesla. And Kanye said, you know, and they were like, they were like, Charlamagne, did you listen to the new album? And Kanye was like, I played him some stuff. Then later on in the day, Charlamagne tweeted, after Kanye tweeted Pusha T's album comes out May 25th, Charlamagne tweeted, I wish I could tweet some of the bars I heard. So I think he heard the Pusha album. I don't know if he heard the Kanye album, but I think he heard the Pusha album.
We do know there is an interview coming. And like, Charlamagne's already like not that tight-lipped. I don't know if you heard that rumor mill today where he was talking about Kanye and it, like, mentioned J. Cole to him, and he said he felt like J. Cole was sneak dissing Kanye. Kanye said that he felt like J. Cole was sneak dissing him over the years a few times. He did make a note and say it didn't sound like it was no like malice behind his comment. He was just like kind of laughing about it.
He didn't sneak this. He came out with a whole video. That ain't being sneaky. we watched that joint.
The point is, I feel like Charlamagne is just going to be like, it's going to be hard to keep him tight-lipped. I feel like he can't help but talk.
Yeah, but at the same time, I rarely agree with sometimes I agree with Charlamagne about music, but sometimes I really don't, you know? Like, it's...
With Kanye music or just music in general?
Both. Charlamagne is quick to call stuff trash on one listen, you know, okay, last week, or no, this week, rather, with the whole Beyonce versus Michael Jackson thing, he kept telling people to watch Michael Jackson performances from the 90s. Like, Michael Jackson wasn't moving, grooving, doing his thing in the 70s and the 80s, and got plenty of performances that you could look at. You know what I'm saying? Why are you going to look at gold suit Michael Jackson when you can look at silver suit Michael Jackson?
Look at the body count.
People
almost died at Michael Jackson concert. He was getting pulled out of ambulances and shit.
And then they were talking about that don't count. But I'm saying, what I'm saying? I don't want to compare Beyonce and Michael Jackson. I don't want to do that at all. But at the same time, you can't just be acting like, you know, Michael Jackson, watch his VMA performance from 95.
I watched The Breakfast Club tonight, so I'm familiar with Charlamagne. I'm mixing everything I know about Charlamagne. I don't know, like, everything he said about everything. But I know enough to be like, it seems like a weird choice for him to be the guy that Kanye's giving this interview to. Or maybe it's a planned choice because he knows that Charlamagne is a guy who has, you know, critiqued him in a negative way before. And he's just like, okay, I'm just going to use you, your platform.
I think it's a couple things.
Like, kind of what I want.
I think it's the way that Charlamagne, like, his stamp on, you know, like, I feel like, you can't get an interview to just anybody, you know. You got to get an interview to somebody who is gonna make sense. Zane Lowe is so removed that, like, when Kanye was talking to Zane Lowe, like, Zane Lowe didn't even know what he was getting into. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because Zane Lowe wanted to talk about just the musicality of Yeezus, and Kanye was not on that. Like, Zane Lowe was prepared, seemed fully prepared to talk about the samples, the minimalism, the stripping back, all of that. And Kanye was, like, on what he was on for the next, you know, year. So I think Charlamagne would be able to have a discussion about so many different things. But, you know, I feel like Charlamagne is somebody who's, you know, guns blazing, and at times it's necessary. At times it's, you know, I feel like he's a good representative of the everyday man. I feel like the listeners of The Breakfast Club is what, you know, that's what real people sound like. That's what real people think. And that's something that Kanye, you know, that would be an asset if Kanye is able to express himself and explain, you know, where his head at is in everything with someone that connects to, you that know, your everyday person. Voice. Yeah.
I could see that. I could see why he would choose Charlamagne and not Vort.
Yeah.
Something like that.
But also, I thought of it more of like that Seth Rogen thing where Seth Rogen was talking about Kanye brought him in the car to listen to the new album. And, you know, when he, what was that? Was that Yeezus or was that Pablo? It might have been when.
I want to say Pablo, but I mean.
Yeah, but it was like early. It was like when they were, you know, Only One and All Day and all that was coming out. I think Seth Rogen was talking about Kanye pulling him in a car. So I didn't think of it as maybe an interview would happen as much as like, you know, this is how I want you to experience this album in a whip. Because that is a different experience than listening to it in headphones and listening to it. You know, in a system.
No, he took him in the office. I think Charlamagne's already said it is an interview. And then by the time they get in the car, he's like, yeah, I already let him listen to it. Or some stuff.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that they didn't listen to it in the car. I guarantee that he played it in the car. A lot of people, when they mix records, they, like, listen to it in the car.
Okay.
Like that's not a unique thing. And if you look at Kim's Snapchat, Kanye's playing his music in the car. Like that's just a part of the music business that people don't know. Sometimes you just gotta ride around.
In recent snaps, is any music that's been played?
No. These are snaps when the last album came out.
Okay. All right.
There was a snap yesterday. And I don't know what was playing in the background. I'm not sure if that was what that was, but Kim says she likes the Cudi album the best, man.
I feel like I might be more excited for what that sounds like. I just feel like it's like the thing we've been waiting on for so long.
Well, what's gonna be good is it's not gonna, like, if we love it, it's not gonna hype up the Kanye album because we'll already have it. And if we hate it, we'll be good because we already got the Kanye album. I love the order. I do love the order. Pusha T first, because you don't want Pusha T to get buried. You know what I'm saying? And for some people, Pusha T might be a slow burn, so let Pusha T get out there first. You know, let people hear them bars. Let people hear what direction he is production wise and everything. Like, I love that. You know. Then the next week, Kanye, 7 tracks, 7 days a week. What I'm going to do, I'm going to listen to one track on one day, listen to the other track on that, you know, like I'm going to listen to one on Friday, one on Saturday, all day. I'm going to just listen to the same track all day. Sunday, I'm going to listen to that third track, you know. By the time the next Friday comes around, I'm going to, like, you know what I'm saying, have consumed that entire album. Like day by day by day by day, right? Then bam, Kanye and Cudi, you know what I'm saying? Now you already know them three albums gonna be hitting for a while. And then 3 weeks after that, you know, Iman Shumpert and them, Baby Junie, you know what I'm saying?
You say Iman and them?
Yeah, Teyana Taylor's coming out.
Yeah, she got a name, Doc.
I done said her name already on this emergency pod, man. All right, let's start another emergency pod during the emergency pod. My bad. I apologize for not saying it, Teyana Taylor, immediately. You know what I'm saying? Respect to Teyana Taylor and everybody there at Sweet 16. My Super Sweet 16 on MTV, huh?
As I feel like we wind down here, I feel like it wasn't that much of a needed emergency, but you're being too hard on the yaysayers.
What do you mean I'm being too hard on the yaysayers, man?
You got to recognize.
Come on, man. My mentions, they all in my mentions, man. They DMing me about an emergency podcast, man. Come on, man. Can I live, man? Can I breathe? Can I listen to the whole J. Cole? I haven't listened to 1985 yet. I don't even know what that means.
Oh, it's great. It's like a diss track for people who were raised on Mr. Rogers. It's great. I love it.
A diss track for people? Come on, man. That sounds crazy. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. What's wrong with the neighborhood being beautiful, man? What's wrong with the land of make-believe, man? What's wrong with feeding your fish, changing your shoes, changing your jacket?
He disses,
what's wrong with having a relationship with the mailman?
With positive inflection. It's crazy. He's like encouraging and dissing at the same time.
No, what he's doing is trying to do swimming pools. That's what he's doing. What he's doing is trying to make fun of one thing while making it sound like that thing. Who is this album for? The people he's talking to don't want to hear it. The people that want to hear what he got to say hate the type of music that he's pretending to do. I don't know who it's for. Old people going to be confused. They're going to think he lost his way.
It's for the fans, man. It's for the fans. Nobody think he lost his way. What are you talking about?
When old people hear all that, count it up, count it up, count it up, they're going to be like, that's all y'all listen to. Count it up, count it up, count it up. I thought J. Cole was about something. And count it up, count it up, count it up.
Listen to the whole song. I listened to the song.
I know what the song's about. What I'm saying is I don't know where the single is going to be. I don't know what people are going to hear on the radio. Stop talking over me, man.
What do you think Save My Life is about then?
What do I think your life is about?
What do you think Hip Hop Save My Life is about then? Do you just think it's about some stack that cheese? Just because he says it in it?
Come on, man.
That's not what the song about.
That
the J. Cole album is for us.
That is a terrible example. I thought that was whack as well.
All right.
Stack that cheese. Get out of here, Lupe.
No longer an emergency.
What you mean?
No longer an emergency.
No, you done brought up that samurai sword swinging rapper. If you don't get out of here, that studio skateboarder. Hey, come on, man. I'm living my best life, man. You know, I'm still listening to Cardi B and Chance the Rapper.
Oh, I thought you wasn't a fan of Cardi B.
No, I have no issue with Cardi B.
Okay.
I have no issue
Give the Cole album more time. It's like
more time. I'm not finished. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. I'm not even finished.
When you finish, here's what we do. When you finish,
I'm on Kevin's Heart
emergency podcast.
Huh?
We'll have another emergency podcast.
Ain't no more emergencies, dog. The Kanye Red Cross is closed. Okay. We'll have an emergency when it's an emergency. All right.
All
right. Yima's done. All right. We ain't doing this no more.
I knew it. Oh, man. How do we end this?
What do you mean, how we end this? Hey, Chris, we're going to let you finish. This has been Shout out to Monique. We're going to let this.
No, you ain't stealing my phrases. I'm only here to say shout out to Monique. And there's no reason for
I was talking about emergency
shout out to Monique.
I was talking about the comedian, man. I love us for real. Anyway, it's been the Boogie A podcast.
We hope we all got what y'all wanted, I guess.
Shout out to my Pookie Duke.
What?
All right, man. All right, we appreciate you calling in on WHAZE Radio.
I just need a way out. Do I hang up? Is that it?
No. All right. Hey, thank y'all for listening to this emergency episode. We got a great episode coming out soon. So if there's some things that happen that you think we should address that we didn't address, it's because they've already been addressed.
Yeah. Look out for Tuesday. Another episode. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.